Welcome to the pre-show for today, the 21st of December, 2018. Today's show is a classic archive show. The reason for that is today and last night, I'm working in TV land. This is a pre-show, and this is intended exclusively for our Backstage Pass members. So I will simply say to my Backstage Pass members, if you want to know as close as I can tell you to the identity of the TV show that I'm working on, let me just put it to you that way, and the particulars, please be listening to tonight's BSP chat. Be joining us on our BSP chat, I should say. You have to have a subscription, obviously, as you all do, at philhenryshow.com. So tonight's BSP chat, I'll fill all of you guys in on what I've been doing in TV land here over the last few days. And it's been a lot of fun. Would encourage you to head out and enjoy the day today. Also, get a few friends, if you haven't already, to subscribe to our website, philhenryshow.com. Did you see where, I don't know what it is, Patron? Oh, I know what it is. Patron is throwing people off their platform. I don't understand it. It's a form of, I think it's how you certain shows accrue dollars. Am I right about that? For their product? Whereas we go directly to you, you're not going through a middleman. You're talking to us, the Phil Henry Show folks, such as we are. So, as you know. So we're going to have a chat tonight. It's going to be late. The chat tonight will probably be around 9 o'clock because I'm not getting out of TV land until then. And when I say TV land, I don't mean the network TV land. I just mean the general, you know, kind of world of television land. I should say television land. we'll have a chat tonight at 9 o'clock Pacific. And I've been itching like a son of a bitch, and I realize it's probably got something to do with the fact that I have dry skin because I don't lotion as often as I should, I guess. I don't know. We're going to kick it off with a description of what it is we're about to hear, and then we'll do the do. It's about a 38-minute classic piece from the year 2004, the date December 21st of 2004. So we were coming up on Christmas, and this was a really tough time for me. This was the fall of 2004. It was, in my personal life, was wretched. It was, things were really going south. Things are really going south. All I can tell you is this. You know what? Don't put off, even if it hurts, man, don't put off things that you need to do. Even if it's going to fucking hurt. That's all I can tell you. That's all I'm going to tell you. You're going to have to kind of guess the rest, man. I know this is a very short pre-show. But, you know, it isn't the length of the pre-show. It's the width of the pre-show and the depth of the pre-show. Well, it's the pre-show is what it is. Let me see if there's anything else I can think to tell you. Well, that's about it. But I can tell you, working in television land this week, I've worked with some really, really great people that you'd recognize. And I worked with a director that you would super, super recognize. And I don't mean he's a big director star. I mean he's an actor, a former actor who is now a director and has been a great, great guy to work with. Just a lot of fun. Also, they have been repeating the Drunk History Charles Dickens show, I believe, over on Comedy Central because I've seen a lot of tweets about it and people have been kind of hit me up on Instagram and on Twitter about it. And what else? So that's a groovy thing. Just a lot of stuff that I can get into more deeply. As it goes for the show that we're doing here today, as I mentioned, we're working all day. There will be a Backstage Pass chat tonight at 9 o'clock Pacific. 9 o'clock Pacific. 9 o'clock Pacific at philhenryshow.com. I'll communicate all of that to my web people and to use peoples. And, shit, I think that's about it. Oh, God, you know what? Oh, God, hold on. Brea, how you doing, honey? Brea's asleep. This is an interesting story. I got home the other night from television land, and I said, Jesus Christ, I am not going to be able to give her insulin in the morning and in the evening on time because of the fact that my weird screwy hours. I'm getting there early in the morning. I'm not coming home till late at night. I'm going to have to take her back and board her again at the hospital. So I took her back to the hospital. She's a medical board, so she, you know, Bray is an old lady, so she totally qualifies for all of the wonderful treatment they give her there. Well, today I get an email, or yesterday, I get an email, and it says, you know, Bray is doing fine, her mood's good, but she's not eating her canned food, and she really looks like she's kind of sick and tired of this joint, because I had had her in for the few days that we were in Mexico, and now I turned around, and I put her back in again because of this job that I'm doing, and she must have been pissed at me or something, but they said, you know, she's just kind of sluggish, she's not digging her food, this and that. Oh, you'll love this. And they said, and she's only had one small bowel movement. Now, believe me, folks, if I would have told you, if you would have told me, or I would have told you that I knew what my future was, that I would be taking care of a cat like it's my only child, I would tell you that you're nuts, you need a psychiatrist, and never darken my sheets again. But anyway, so they said, oh, she hasn't had a bowel movement. Oh, okay, well, look, let me go get her because I know my hours roughly for Thursday and Friday. I know my hours on Friday. I'll go get Brea, and we won't make her suffer through another goddamn night in the hospital boarding. So I got Brea, brought her home, and while I was driving her home, keep in mind, they said, she hasn't had a bowel movement, so if she hasn't had one by Saturday, well, she had one in the car, man. One big, magnificent shit. And I had placed, because I didn't bring her cat box, I put a sweatshirt down, which was good enough, man, because she pissed and shit on that sweatshirt. And in a very healthy amount. So, Doc, you know, I'm happy to report. I don't know what it was about the hospital, probably because she was just bumming. But she was so happy to see me, she took a shit on the front seat of my car. All right. Come on, man. You can't beat that. So that's the report on Brea. She's home. She's sleeping under the desk right now. This is where she belongs. I'm not going to board her anymore. She's you know what, man? She deserves better than that. Even though they treat her great, she's a good kid. The only reason I do that is because she needs an insulin shot. I'm going to have a friend of mine learn how to do it. Right, Brea? Good girl. Okay. She came home and she was drinking fucking water like it was going out of style, but she's got kidney disease, man. So that's kind of where it's at, you know? Stand by.